This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, you dial in, you toll free here. Bring up whatever you want, our number. 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have Discord call-in lines. They're open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. So head on over there, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us tonight. If you get on those lines, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
Silver Dave.
All right, so in the first hour of the program, we talked in some level of detail about the CIA's involvement, allegedly, in distributions at the high level of drugs internationally. Dave, you were, I think, driving at some sort of a point. I don't know if you remember what it was. If you want to, you may continue your line of thought here, because we kind of ran out of time in the last hour. I don't know if you had something.
Actually, I don't actually remember what I was about to say when we hit the break.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think we can mostly close up that subject, just that, you know, we found out that article with the John F. Abbotsford, turns out that gentleman
fake.
Is fake. But it doesn't change that.
But there's many allegations of the CIA's involvement from much more credible sources that have come out over decades, according to the History Channel's piece. That we were talking about, that came out apparently in 2017, and I did link to the story, by the way, on our social media. So if you want to find out a little bit more about it, again, the series is called, let's see, America's War on Drugs, and it's apparently a multi-part episodic documentary series that lasts for 8 hours.
I mean, there's a bunch of books on this subject. The Poppy War by P.F. Quang.
I thought you were going to say T.F. Chang.
Yeah, nope. There's close, one though. Here, The Seeds of Terror by Gretchen Peters, How Heroin is Bankrolling the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. Mm. You know, there's all sorts of stuff on the topic.
I mean, the main message here that I would put out there is just that if you have a country that's covered in military forces from all different countries around the world, it's also covered in poppy plants and the production of heroin, yet there's a, quote, war on drugs, and all this stuff's coming from over there. There's something funny about that.
There's a lot funny about it. Hopefully
point,
we don't wake up dead tonight.
And at first, when I thought that article was real, I was even more concerned about talking about it, because if you talk about this stuff and you actually wake enough people up to the idea that that your government is lying to you, then you actually are likely to end up not waking up, or, you know, you end up, they find you and they, you know, that they set you up to where, you know, your girlfriend is dead and you killed yourself and, you know, they got rid of that. So finally, a lot of people have died for this war, and I don't know what they have
quarter of a million, I think you said.
Well, that's non-military.
Yeah.
So,
was that just in Iraq?
In Afghanistan and Iraq,
over
half a million people have died, but the highest number of all the deaths, because of U.S. military, totaling 6,951 U.S. military died. Department of Defense...
Wait, 6,000?
Yeah. Okay.
That doesn't include the suicides, though.
Right.
Right, okay.
Right. So we're talking about killed in action... 6,951, so just under 7,000 U.S. military. Then U.S. contractors, 7,800. So more U.S. contractors actually die than U.S. military. Then 109,000 national military and police.
And we're just talking about the recent war. We're not talking about the first war in Iraq back in 1990 or whatever.
Correct.
Okay.
We're talking about since 2001.
Mm-hmm, okay.
And the highest of all the numbers... civilians, civilian casualties, 266,427.
Yeah.
Over a quarter of a million, that's kids, that's moms, that's grandpas, and there were some pictures that came along this article, which of course we can't show you on the radio, but you know, pictures of, you know, kids with eye patches and stuff like that. You know, that stuff. So, like, that is the cost of these wars that I don't believe are for freedom. I think that a lot of these are for...
We don't have more freedom as a result.
Yeah, and we're not getting more freedom. I think it's in order to control the drugs. Oh, and actually, I just remembered what my other point that I was going to make before the break was. So, you can't patent heroin. But these pharmaceutical companies have patents for a lot of different painkillers.
Sure.
And so it makes perfect sense that they have patents for painkillers, and the ones that they have patents for are legal because they can stop the competition. And the ones that they can't patent, like heroin, they keep them illegal, and that's how they stop the competition on those ones.
Yep, that's an interesting theory.
And so I think it makes sense to me. Anyway, so I don't feel represented at all.
Yeah.
I don't feel
they're never going to represent us on this. I mean, we may see a slight rolling back on the war on marijuana over the next few years, but, I mean, the idea that we're going to see an end to the war on drugs in our lifetime, as long as the federal government continues, there's so much police interest to keep this going on. There's so much funding involved. I mean, let alone, aside from the CIA aspect of the sort of the clandestine aspect of keeping this thing rolling on the supply side, the police benefit big time from all the funding. For instance, they get a ton of taxpayer dollars to buy new tanks.
That's what I was about to say. Tanks and sniper body rifles. Armor. I mean, these guys are like militarized police. And a lot of people said, you know, when you see these militarized police, that's when you need to be really concerned because that's what the Nazis were like. I mean, we are in a major...
They've got a Bearcat here in Keene, New Hampshire, which is a town of 23,000. They have a armored personnel carrier, and, you know, it's got gun ports on it.
And they got it 8 years ago. And I remember I first came to Keene.
It has been almost that long.
I first came to Keene. It was right around 2011, 2012. And I remember going to the police department and asking them questions about what are they going to use this thing for, and they're like, oh, well, but it's got gun ports. I mean, this thing...
Many of whom are former military, by the way, the police.
Yeah.
Many of them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And they will kill you. They will kill people of their own, you know, the great family, their own American brothers, or they would call it. They will kill you.
Over some drugs.
Over some drugs. And they'll do it just because they're ordered to do it. So,
Well, that's an upper. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's change gears, guys. And, Johnson, you brought... We'll get to the grass story here in a little bit. But since it was related to some of the conversation we had in the last hour about food naming, food regulations.
Right.
What's in the news about this?
So this is from Boing Boing from Cory Doctorow. Has written an article here this Sunday saying that the FDA... Totally not enthralled the big dairy, so this is his commentary. We're going to ban calling almond milk milk. Missouri state legislator, totally not enthralled.
Oh, right. So he's being facetious when he says totally not enthralled, right? Because it's obviously being done at the behest of the milk producers.
Yeah, and he goes on to say, Missouri state legislature, totally not enthralled to big agriculture, hold my beer, also prohibited veggie hot dog, tofu dog. And he says the fact that
You can't call something a tofu dog?
Correct. It's against the law in Missouri now.
Wow.
The fact that beef-based hot dogs are not made from dogs is not a problem, apparently. The law would also prohibit the use of burger or dog in relation to vat-grown, cell-based food, which is made out of meat. The statute reserves these appellations for foodstuffs derived from slaughtered livestock.
Wow.
So the bill, which passed in January and goes into effect
so this
now,
is a done deal, okay.
Yeah, was celebrated by a thoroughly disinterested party, Mike McCormick, president of the Mississippi Farm Bureau Federation.
Do these guys have hobbies? Like, I mean, do they have something to do with themselves, like in their spare time, that they're like... Coming up
this
with these kind of things.
This is pathetic. I mean, on the part of the meat industry, who presumably lobbied for this.
McCormick says, this bill will protect our cattle farmers from having to compete with products not harvested from an animal.
Yeah, they haven't prohibited the products. They've just prohibited the naming of
Can
the products.
Can you imagine if people made veggie burgers?
That's what's happening, and that's what they're trying to prohibit.
Yeah.
They're trying to... Veggie patties? Are they going to be allowed to call them patties?
I don't know. Discs.
Veggie discs. Veggie discs. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. There's more to say about this on the way, and your calls and thoughts. Welcome on these ridiculous food labeling laws. It's Free Talk Live. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited here. If you want to join us, you can. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms, and I want you to know about the Edge wallet. At edge.app, that is the website where you can secure your freedom and buy, sell, trade, and securely hold cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, BTC, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, the various tokens for Ethereum, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, Dash, and others over at edge.app. It's available for iOS and Android. And just set somebody up with the Edge wallet today. The clerk at the local corner news store that's been taking Bitcoins forever, she didn't have any Bitcoin yet, so I gave her a little bit of Bitcoin Cash and some Dash and set her up with the Edge wallet. It was super easy to do. It's so easy to get started with Edge. Go to edge.app to learn more. So, Johnson, you're sharing a story about this ridiculous law in Missouri. And presumably this is going to be pitched in other states, likely states that are, you know, agriculture, farming.
Farmers need to be protected.
Well, the meat farmers is what they're saying need to be protected.
Apparently their beef burgers can't compete with Beyond Burger.
What's the craziest thing about this. It's almost like they're admitting by passing this law that, just for listeners just tuning in, prohibits. Can you give us the list, the rundown here briefly?
Well, the bill, which passed in January, goes into effect now, was celebrated by the thoroughly disinterested party Mike McCormick, president of the Mississippi Farm Bureau Federation, who says, "This bill will protect our cattle farmers from having to compete with products not harvested from an animal."
So apparently the Farm Bureau only protects cattle farmers and doesn't do any protecting of vegetable farmers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But wait, but I think I just realized why. They're scared. They're scared, yeah. But I don't think that they're scared of veggie burgers.
What do you think?
What I think it is, there's a company out there that just had stock prices soaring and so on, and that they're, this is going to be really freaky, they're growing meat.
The lab-grown meat.
Yeah. Lab-grown
meat.
It's
specifically mentioned at the beginning of the article, article as well, that also
this will affect
any
them?
Kind of, yeah, any kind of cell-based meat product that is not from a live slaughtered animal will also not be allowed to be called a burger or a dog.
Yeah. So then this way, a guy that actually has, like, cattle that walk around, he can call his meat patty a burger versus, like, this... like, stuff that they grow.
The brilliant scientists who've managed to figure out a way to create meat in a lab without having to slaughter animals, which in a lot of cases upsets people,
right.
You know, when they see video of the slaughtering process and all that. This is going to make it that much harder for these people to compete on an open playing field. This is an insane law, like literally restricting the use of the English language. You cannot say these things.
Here's what's going to happen, and I can see. I feel like
a lawsuit.
A lawsuit. First of all, yeah, there's going to be a free speech lawsuit.
Better be.
That's going to be the
ACLU.
That's going to be the obvious thing. Let's say somehow this were allowed to stick around, right? Let's say this government stupidity was allowed to somehow stand in Missouri, right? So it stands in Missouri.
Farm Bureau could stack the Supreme Court.
So here's what would happen. You have national corporations like Carl's Jr., McDonald's, Burger King. Name your, you know, five guys.
A lot of those are coming out with vegetable-based foods.
Sure, but they also don't care. They want to sell meat. They want to sell veggies. They want to sell
whatever
both,
you want to buy.
Right? Here's what will happen. They will change the language in America. The word burger would become less popular, and they will come up with their own term to start calling these. That is
discs?
Not as no. I mean,
would you
it,
say pucks?
It wouldn't be something.
Veggie pucks.
You know, it wouldn't be something
cylinders.
Like you know, like it wouldn't be something cylinder. Like you know, like disc or puck or something unappealing.
Right.
They'll come up with something appealing, assuredly, like Big Mac or Whopper, right? But they'll they would probably just decide to actually agree on a term and go with it.
Hmm.
That's what would happen. I mean, it just seems to me like obvious, and if that were to stand and they needed to somehow be able to market and they can't use the word burger to market, then they'll come up with something equally appealing, and probably one of them will be like, okay, well, everybody can use this term. We're all going to start agreeing on this term, and That's the end of that. Well, right. No one cares about the word burker anymore.
Like you said, though, that's presuming that the inevitable lawsuit is not successful to overturn this obvious, you know, violation of freedom of speech, which they're going to say, well, commercial speech can be regulated, and I don't think it should be. You know, as long as you're not telling a lie, you should be able to, you know, do what you want. Honestly, I think you should be able to say what you want, even if you are lying, and the market should just call you out on it, that there shouldn't be any kind of governmental punishment for those sorts of things.
Well, let's go into the nitty-gritty. So the bill has been challenged already by the Good Food Institute and the American Civil Liberties Union.
Called it.
Along with other parties who argue that it places restrictions on speech that are unconstitutional thanks to the First Amendment. The parties had been in settlement talks, but these have broken down, so now litigation is resuming. In 1980, the court supplied the rules for First Amendment protections on commercial speech that are still applied today. Those rules are called the Central Hudson Test because they were laid out in Central Hudson Gas and Electric Company versus Public Service Commission of New York, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Here are the rules. First, commercial speech must concern lawful activity and not be misleading. Supporters of Mississippi's law might argue that the term plant-based burger is misleading.
In no way, shape, or form. Could anyone be fooled by that?
Right. While opponents argue that consumers know perfectly well what a veggie burger is.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's nothing misleading about the name of a veggie burger or a vegan hot dog or Satan bacon. Lawyer on the Mrs. On
Satan
the
Bacon?
Yes. Satan Bacon. I don't know what that is.
You guys ever had Satan?
No.
Oh, it's actually pretty good.
Is it S-A-T-A-N?
It's S-E-I-T-A-N.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it is pronounced Satan.
Satan Bacon sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, Satan Bacon. And Satan Bacon's pretty good. I don't know how to describe it. I believe it's a soy-based thing, but I'm...
It's a fake bacon?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Gotcha.
So it is kosher. You're actually not going to...
I guess, yeah. I guess
you're not going to the underworld.
You're not going to be visiting Satan if you eat Satan.
Gotcha.
Anyway, there's jokes there I won't make.
I'm still just trying to think about this lab-grown meat and that...
I'm excited about that, honestly. I think it's really cool. It sounds cool.
Lab-grown meat.
Yeah,
like,
why
it's
not?
It's like Petri dish. They grow it. It starts as like
why
a
not?
Speck. It turns into a chicken leg.
Why wouldn't I? I mean, like, that's all they're doing with the animal. They're just keeping an animal in a cage.
I mean, I'm trying to decide if it's
from a speck.
Is it more ethical or less ethical as like, even part of my conundrum?
I would say it's far more ethical. I mean, look, Mark Edge, who's one of our regular co-hosts, he used to grow and slaughter pigs. And the reason he stopped was he got tired of killing them. You know, it was taxing on his humanity, you know, taxing on his soul, if you will, to... put to death the things that he raised from, you know, babies. I mean, that was hard for him to do.
Yeah, they
the
are
meat was good.
Conscious beings, you know.
But, yeah, so, I mean,
whereas
getting rid of that?
Cells that they're working out in a little machine to, you know, make the muscles.
It's going
to
be harder to argue there's consciousness and just, you know,
wow,
cells.
That's even weirder that you just made that description.
Yeah, they have to have the cells have movement, otherwise they just atrophy and they're...
See, it's like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Really?
Like, that's like,
really?
Wicked buff.
Pump up the neck.
Oh, yeah, eat this thing. It's really strong.
You guys are both pretty good at that. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump telling reporters he's not ready to force out his labor secretary, Alex Acosta.
I feel very badly, actually, for Secretary Acosta, because I've known him as being somebody that worked so hard and has done such a good job. I feel very badly about that whole situation. But we're going to be looking at that and looking at it very closely.
Meanwhile, Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer of New York says it's time for Acosta to go.
Instead of prosecuting a predator and serial sex trafficker of children, Acosta chose to let him off easy. This is not acceptable.
A federal judge in New York said on Tuesday that the Justice Department cannot swap out its legal team in the census citizenship question case. The judge says the defendants provided no reasons, let alone satisfactory reasons, for the substitution of counsel. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, and you can ring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number here, 855-453, like freedom. We're talking about the commercial speech restrictions that have been rolled out in Missouri, now, thankfully, being challenged in court by the ACLU and some other farm-related agency that is saying, it's illegal here. You can't be telling these veggie burger producers that they can't call their product a burger. But that's what they're trying to do. That's what the Missouri government, their gang, has passed this statute to say you cannot call vegetable-based or even, and this was interesting that you pointed this out, Silver Dave, even the lab-grown meat. You cannot call those things burgers in Missouri, and the ostensible reason is the poor farmers who are slaughtering animals to make meat. Well, they're just having a tough time competing these days, so
and they
just need to have the exclusive ability to use the word burger and dog.
And they're trying to make the argument that it's misleading to call it, which is ridiculous.
To call it a veggie burger.
I think that their main concern is the lab-grown meat. I don't think they're worried about veggie burgers because I don't think
I'm going to explain to you why you are wrong.
Really?
Well, yeah. Before you explain to me why I'm wrong, if I could just say that I don't think that vegetarians or people desiring veggie burgers make up enough of the market share for these guys to be concerned. Right. On the other hand,
why is he wrong?
That is changing dramatically because millennials.
Really?
Yeah.
How dramatic are we talking about here?
The IPO for Beyond Burger was in
this is
May.
A company that now is working with Burger King and right. I think like KFC maybe.
Wait, we're talking about Beyond Burger. Is that the lab grown meat or is that vegetable?
Vegetable based meat. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's a plant pea protein based meat. And they
have you had it before?
Yes, I've had it
Where?
Several times. Actually, I think I got the. You can get. I think I might have gotten one from Market Basket. There's a couple
so it's in the grocery stores.
Yeah.
Okay.
In the grocery store.
Oh.
And it looks like a meat patty.
Does it taste pretty convincing?
Very.
Did anyone look at the ingredients on these? Is it like chemicals or is it
pea protein?
Like from peas?
Yeah, peas and carrots and other stuff, and they have
texture. That's kind of good.
It's actually really good. And it tastes like an actual burger.
Oh,
the reason what they've done
I'm
is
hungry
they've done
now. Thanks,
they've
Johnson.
Used plant-based pea proteins that they've done all this extensive testing on to get the right kind of consistency, and then they use coconut fat so that it has that
like
same
binding it together kind of.
Not only to bind it together, but so that it has that fat, so that it has that melting kind of how it cooks. It's that sizzle, so it cooks and has the texture.
Barbecue sauce.
Science.
Right. Now, there probably are some flavorings or somehow, you know, like liquid smoke kind of stuff to get that in there or whatever. I don't know. Or, you know.
The spices or whatever.
Hickory, maple, there, whatever. Yeah. But,
you got to get the spices right.
Yeah, so it's got a flavor, but they're very good. I mean.
So you think that these Beyond Burgers that are vegetable-based burgers are actually going to take up market share.
Yeah, have you seen numbers?
Okay, so yeah, so okay, so
meat.
So I mean, I'm taking this kind of a side stance because I've actually had this conversation with my girlfriend who is a
former
vegan,
right?
So and she was just we were talking about because the story is about Burger King, and Burger King has been running this experiment with this burger, and people are like going crazy, right? Especially younger people. Well, the Beyond stock had its IPO at around $20, $25 in May. It's trading today at $157.
Wow. Okay.
And
that's
they sold 9.6 billion shares.
Wow.
Something ridiculous. So, yeah. yeah.
Okay, but is there any kind of way to look at numbers?
Million shares. 9.5 million.
Sure, but more than one share can be sold to one person, though. So,
oh, I'm sorry, no, 9.6. I was right. 9.63 million shares sold.
At $150 each.
At, $19 to $21. Let me just read this little statement here. The company said in a regulatory filing Tuesday that it planned to offer 9.5 million shares priced at $23 to $25 each. Updating the original plan to offer 8.75 million shares priced at $19 to $21 each.
Mm-hmm.
In the end, it sold 9.63 million shares, so more than they had ever planned, with the underwriters holding the option to sell another 1.44 million shares in case of overallotment. The stock began trading Thursday on the NASDAQ ticker under BYND. The first trade for the stock was at $46 at 12:18 p.m. on Eastern on Thursday, which was 84% above the IPO price. It's extended gains to close its first day at $65.75 or 163% above IPO price.
It's a good indicator, Johnson, but is that a...
That's a good indicator now, several months later, that it's $157.
It's great news for that company. It could be some very smart investors who see a trend. I mean, but are you saying that more people are eating these veggie burgers than before? Is there any kind of sales numbers? You know, can we look at what Beyond Burger's numbers were when they first started compared to now?
I mean, I think you could just ask young people in general whether or not they are, you know, there's a lot.
I do see a lot of
veganism never used to be a thing, man.
Yeah, I will say this. I do see a lot of vegan/vegetarian profiles on the dating sites.
Yeah, I don't eat farmed animals or dairy.
So, I mean,
are you vegan?
I'm sort of vegan because I'll eat wild, like a wild fish, or I'll eat like a wild rabbit if I get one or something like that, but it's very rare.
But people
so I'm more like a vegan than anything else.
People are trending towards healthier eating.
Okay,
in general.
I wasn't even going to bring this up because I don't want it to be taken the wrong way. It's kind of a funny story. And I actually just got a text from a nice lady. A girl that we went hiking together in the White Mountains, and when we were done, we wanted to get some coffees before we drove home. So, of course, Dunkin' Donuts was closed, and we go to McDonald's and drive through McDonald's, right? And so we ask, well, do you have any almond milk that, you know, non-dairy creamer mm-hmm. because she is also a vegan and does not eat, you know, farmed animals and stuff. Anyway, so the guy, you know, has a really heavy Asian accent, and he's like, he says, Fanta? We have Fanta, and of course that was really weird. Totally, right? Like, that's not exactly what we meant by almond milk or non-dairy.
Almond milk. Almond milk.
So then we get up to the window.
He's almond milk.
Well, we get up to the window, and he says, oh, like non-dairy, like substitute, and you say, yeah, like almond milk or something like that.
It's free of lactose.
So
that's
we say,
which your people can't process.
You should tell your boss that. You should get almond milk because a lot of people want that now. And he says, yeah, that and wedgie burger. Wedgie burger. And we start laughing.
So they don't have that yet at McDonald's? They don't have a vegetarian burger?
No, but we go through the next window and the guys fill up the coffees. And we tell that guy, too, hey, you know, you might want to just let your boss know, get almond milk. You know, we're looking. And then the Asian guy pops around the corner again and says, and wedgie burgers. And everyone starts laughing. But I guess that either A, everyone keeps asking for veggie burgers there because they want to hear him say wedgie burgers because it sounds funny. Or they're really getting a lot of people that are asking for veggie burgers. Wedgie burgers. Anyway.
I'm sure that they are because
McDonald's
again,
says they, according to their website, they do not at this time sell veggie burgers at McDonald's. So, just an FYI.
Now, this company that you talked about, if they're up to $157 a share and they sold about 10 million shares, just under, so it sounds like that's.
Well, no, wait a minute. Vegetable deluxe.
$1.5 billion. Value, that's actually pretty significant. But what's the beef industry worth? Anyone search that?
What is a goujon? Red pesto veggie goujon. They have the vegetable deluxe.
That sounds good, too.
There is an irony. You know, Arby's in June, actually, while we were all out, you know, camping and celebrating, I was still reading the news like I always do. Arby's decided to make a merit. That is,
merit?
They decided to release a carrot made of meat.
So the reverse?
They're trolling because they're Arby's. They're the meat restaurant,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So they're trolling, but they actually released this product. Which
sounds
should show
strange.
You if they're doing if this is so big that they're willing to do a parody product for the market.
Yeah.
That should be your indicator that this market is a real thing.
The toll-free number, I think it's real,
kind of
there's no
thing.
Doubt. You're saying it's much bigger now.
Yeah, it's getting bigger and bigger.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Speaking of things that are getting bigger, the Zimbabwe dollar is back, and we can tell you about it on the way here. Plus, the man who might get his house taken from him over his yard.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Just jump in over at discord.lrn.fm. And we'll join you there, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us tonight. It's Ian.
And Johnson.
Silver Dave.
Whatever it is that you're selling, whether it's burgers or not a burgers or whatever, you can accept cryptocurrency for payment with helpmetakebitcoin.com. And even if you don't do a retail business, maybe you just yourself, you're like a service provider. You go places and do things for people and you want to collect Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies. In fact, Bitcoin Cash, Dash, Zcash, and others are available on the platform, the AnyPay platform. Go to helpmetakebitcoin.com. They've got apps available for iOS and Android. You download the app and you get started. And they've got some basic steps on how to get started over at helpmetakebitcoin.com. It's super easy to do. I just used AnyPay today. I bought some rolling papers over at the local Corner News and a new vaporizer as well, and I paid with Dash thanks to AnyPay over at helpmetakebitcoin.com. You know, I was actually just looking, just out of curiosity, we've been talking about these veggie burgers and such, these different companies that are out now with, you said the Beyond Burger IPO went just crazy, and they sold millions of shares, and then within the last few months, they've gone up dramatically in value from like $20 a share to over 150,
You said? 157. There's also still a small note from the article. There's like a one paragraph left that I think is relevant.
Sure. Well, I was just want to interject here that they did a taste test at Barron's.com, and it does say here that people were able to discern the difference. So at this point, they're not...
From a Beyond Meat burger to a regular burger.
They actually tested three things. They tested one called the Impossible Burger, which I guess is a competitor.
Yep.
And then they also had the Beyond Burger.
I'm sorry. It's the Impossible Burger that is doing the deal with Burger King.
Okay. I know I've heard one of them doing a Beyond. Maybe that was KFC or something. There was another major.
It's the Impossible Whopper. Is the
okay?
Is the
dun 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 dun
right.
dun dun? But I'm pretty sure I heard a different company is working with the Beyond people. And maybe it was like In-N-Out Burger out west or something like that. There's another one.
Apparently, the taste test between the Impossible Whopper and the regular Whopper is impossible to decipher.
No way, really?
Yeah.
Because the Barron's test said every single tester was able to tell the difference between these.
I mean, that may or may not be with all the sauces.
That's another good question. Yeah, is it being masked by all the other stuff?
You put all that Whopper sauce
right.
and buns. And
yeah, then you're just then it doesn't have the same consistency.
On a sesame seed bun.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's so much other stuff, right, on the Whopper. Whopper that, you know, how would you necessarily know?
It's right.
Just sauce in the bun. And
all right, so what else did you want to share from
okay,
this
story? So real briefly.
This is about Missouri. For those just tuning in, it's about the state of Missouri passing and now having it sued in court a law that will prohibit companies from marketing vegetable-based or non-live animal slaughtering-based meat products, meaning that the lab-grown meat would also have these provisions where they cannot call these products burgers or dogs.
Right. So just
which is crazy.
Just to recap here, one of the things that was being said is there's nothing misleading about the name of a veggie burger or a vegan hot dog or seitan bacon. Almi, a lawyer on the Missouri case, told me the packages clearly disclose that this is a plant-based food that has the taste or texture of this familiar food.
Mm-hmm.
Even if the speech concerns lawful activity, because remember we were talking about the what is the legal standard here. Even if the speech concerns lawful activity and is not misleading, the government can still regulate it. But it has to meet the following standards. Government must have a substantial interest at stake. The regulation must directly and materially, must directly and materially advance the government's substantial interest. And the regulation must be narrowly
the government
tailored.
Cannot say our interest is protecting the meat farmers.
Yeah.
That's discriminatory, and I don't think they can get away with that.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And
what
and
else
it
could
must
they
be
say?
Narrowly tailored. That's not narrow at all.
Yeah, what else could they say?
Right.
So, in other news, we'll get into this grass story, because a man is about to lose his house, apparently, or could lose his house over his lawn. That's on the way coming up here. But we, for whatever reason, ended up talking about, oh, I know what it was. You saw the $10 trillion? The $10 trillion Zimbabwe note here in the studio, Silver Dave?
Yeah. Actually, I was just, there I was looking around the room, and sometimes I look around, oh, look, shiny. And I just saw on your wall, you have pinned a $10 trillion note, Zimbabwe
next to the two Bolivar Silver, the Bolivar Fuerte from Venezuela.
Yeah, and it was funny because 2 days ago, I actually traded a gentleman a cup of coffee for $50 million in Zimbabwe dollars.
You got swindled.
And then it turns out to find out that I actually undercharged. $50 million was me getting ripped off, accepting $50 million for a cup of coffee because their $50 million dollars is like nothing.
A cent.
It's like zero. It's like 8 cents.
Yeah.
But so
the old Zimbabwe dollar.
Tell me more, because I suddenly want to go on vacation to Zimbabwe with that pill.
Yeah, so
it's
we all thought it was over when Zimbabwe got rid of the Zimbabwe dollar after it went through a period of insane hyperinflation back in like 2008. And at that point, the Zimbabwean people or the government or whatever, the government did not continue to try to proffer a currency to people. They just basically let their hands go off of it and allowed the U.S. dollar to come in and people to trade in whatever they wanted, mostly probably U.S. dollars.
And if I can add just a tiny bit to that,
or maybe they officially
a lot of the locals went to the rivers and streams and they panned for gold and they got little flakes of gold and they traded little flakes of gold and silver for items. And they also started using other currencies
during this situation.
During when it first happened. So just figured I'd point that out because I'm Silver Dave and I thought you should know.
But now the Zimbabwe dollar is back. According to Bloomberg.com, for Zimbabwe's government, the reintroduction of the national currency a decade after its demise is a return to, quote, normalcy. It's a return to a scam, is what it is.
They started back again at one.
They figured they could fool the people after they just waited a decade. For most of the country's citizens, it's a bitter reminder of years of hyperinflation which destroyed their savings and left them bartering for daily basics. Edwin Montpandera, age 34, who sells wooden sculptures in the affluent northern suburbs of the capital, Harar, says, "Remember 2008 when you needed trillions of dollars to buy bread? In Zimbabwe, time goes backward." He says, "I'm taking any currency people have and not listening to this nonsense, because now the famous Zimbabwe dollar is going to become worthless in no time." And how does he know this? Because he remembers. He paid attention. Because I can't imagine that this is going to fool anybody who is over the age of, 20 years old in Zimbabwe. And maybe if you were so young that you didn't experience the hyperinflation and you don't know any better and no one's told you about it, this might fool you. But the people are not going to be fooled by this. The Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe said Monday that starting immediately, and this is, by the way, a newish story. This is June 26th. So starting like a week ago, mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago, currencies such as the U.S. dollar and South African rand would no longer be legal tender. Instead, a quasi-currency known as bond notes, which can't be traded outside the country, and their electronic equivalent, the RTGS, with a dollar sign after it, will be termed the Zimbabwe dollar. By reintroducing it, the government is taking the risk that more people will be driven into the black market, further starving the economy of already insufficient state revenue. That could leave the state struggling to pay government workers, who account for about 90% of its budget, and with little money to shore up its creaking infrastructure. Effects still linger from the last time the Zimbabwe dollar crashed and burned, transforming one of Africa's most developed nations into a place where gasoline and bread were periodically unavailable. Almost everyone is unemployed, and a quarter of the population has emigrated. That means they've left. Just two blocks from the country's premier Michaelis Hotel, what was once a neat and active bus terminal is overrun by hundreds of vendors selling everything from vegetables to spanners. What's a spanner?
A wrench, I think.
The 2008 catastrophe began after then-president... I don't know what the hell that was. Can you guys still hear me?
Nope. No.
I cannot hear myself either. I don't know if we... Yeah, that board is not working.
And can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, well, if I can interject while Ian's taking a look at what's going on the board there, for people who don't know how these governments and banks of the world have swindled them in an incredible way, well, about 100 years ago in the United States, for example, and for hundreds of years prior, banks were vaults that would secure your gold and silver. And people would bring their gold and silver and they would deposit it in the bank.
You get a receipt.
And you got a receipt. Up, sounds like
called a warehouse receipt.
Break.
There's more on the way here coming up. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, more on what's going on with Zimbabwe and its return to the Zimbabwe dollar. Are people going to be fooled this time? 855-450-FREE. Plus, we can talk more about banks and warehouse receipts and all that. You are welcome to share your thoughts with us. This is Free Talk Live.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.